All right, let's get started with today's episode. It's a jam-packed episode. SmackDown review, Rampage review, Dark Side of the Ring review. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's go. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast. SmackDown last night was a great episode, featured a lot of stuff, so let's get right to it. It opened with Roman Reigns and the Usos, the Bloodline, and Paul Heyman, of course, with a promo. Big E came and showed Roman his newly won WWE title. You know, they go back and forth, good thing you didn't cash in on me, you would have lost, blah, blah, blah. Then Finn Balor comes and we get a tag match. Finn Balor and Big E versus the Usos, in which Big E and Finn Balor win and they will get a future tag, WWE SmackDown tag title shot, which I don't know what's going on, but okay. It was a great match. Don't get me wrong. Usos always deliver in tag matches. The oddball pairing of Big E and Finn Balor was great, but why do they need a future SmackDown tag title match? You know, I don't get where it's going. But it will be interesting to see, because I love they have all four had good chemistry going on. Then we have Boogs beating Robert Roode. And then instead of celebrating with Shinsuke, we had Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz coming in and attacking Shinsuke, demanding a rematch for the IC title, which is fine because Apollo Crews and Shinsuke have good chemistry in the ring, but I kind of wish, you know, some new blood in the IC title scene. Is that a lot to ask? Again, nothing against Apollo Crews. He's a great wrestler, but let's move on. Let's get new blood in the title chase. Then we have Kevin Owens going on against Happy Corbin, but the match never started because Happy Corbin jumped on Kevin Owens during his entrance. And, you know, I guess the feud must continue. So they can't do a match if they want the feud to continue. We have Paul Heyman backstage. Big E comes, gets attacked by the Usos. Roman Reigns comes. I love that they center this episode again, like Raw, around Big E. He's a star for sure. Then we have an in-ring promo from Seth Rollins, the drip god himself, saying that he almost killed Edge, but he still wants another match against Edge because the series between them is tied 1-1 and he wants the decisive victory to see who is the better man. You know, it was this kind of the same, don't hate me, but it was kind of the same Rollins promo, which is not a bad thing. He's good at delivering these promos. But again, it was kind of recycled. And I don't know for how long Edge is out this time. So I'm not sure what's the point in building up a match that will happen a few months away instead of building up a match for Rollins. For, I don't know, the nearest pay-per-view you have soon, a week from Sunday, maybe. Because Rollins is one of the best wrestlers you have on the roster. Put him on a pay-per-view and don't have him promote a match against Edge that will happen in 3, 4, 5, 6 months' time. But that's my opinion, you know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. Then the women tag match that was cut off from last week's episode, supposedly by news sites, Toni Storm and Liv Morgan versus Carmella and Zelina Vega. You know, the faces won due to count out because Carmella smashed her nose and rolled out of the ring, and then the referee counted her out because her nose was broken. So, yeah. You see, you got a backlash last week for not doing the women match in New York in the Garden. And then you follow it up the next week with a match that supposedly was canceled. And it's such a short match. And it ends up in the countout. It did no one good. What are you thinking, WWE? What are you thinking? Seriously. I don't know. But at least it will give us a match between Liv and Carmella at Extreme Rules. So I guess maybe something good will happen with that. If they will get enough time. Liv and Carmella are great wrestlers. Give them time, please. Alright, sorry. Rant is over. Move on. Then we get Sami Zayn beating Dominic Mysterio again. They have good chemistry, but like I said, let's keep the ball rolling. Sami Zayn said in an interview that his dream match, the only dream match he has left in WWE, is against Rey Mysterio. So he beat his son a lot of time. Give Sami Zayn his match versus Rey Mysterio. They will work magic together. Then we have, because we're in Knoxville, we have Kane coming on, you know, with honoring Knoxville's own Bianca Belair, which leads to Becky Lynch coming out. And, you know, it's the final segment of the show honoring the local Bianca Belair. And give her a chance to shine in her hometown, or let her stand tall. I mean, AEW has done it just this week and last week in Cincinnati. It's not that difficult, WWE. I know it's Becky, and I know you want Becky to be the heel, but you know what? Maybe you did it right, because not letting Bianca shine in her own hometown kind of sucked, but I guess it got Becky some heel heat. That's the end of the episode. The episode started off fine. Ended up okay, let's say. It was a good episode. It wasn't the best episode. I think Rampage, which we're going to talk about right after this, was better. But you should at least see highlights of this SmackDown episode. And moving on to Rampage right now. Alright, let's talk about AEW Rampage from last night. Two title matches and one hell of a promo between Ruby Soho and Britt Baker. Starting off with the tag title match, the first defense of the Lucha Bros. They were up against the Butcher and the Blade. Lucha Bros won the match with a great Hurricanrana from Phoenix. After the match, the Hardy family office comes in for a beatdown, of course. Butcher and the Blade are part of the HFO, but Santana and Ortiz came in for the save. That's good for Santana and Ortiz. I love them as a team. I wish I could see more of them, and here we go. We just saw more of them. Kenny and talks about Bryan Danielson. Then we have Anna Jay versus the Bunny with Ty Conti and Penelope Ford. At ringside, Anna Jay rolls the Bunny up for a win, and we have another brawl after that with Conti and Ford, of course. Ford pulls some brass knucks, and she knocks Ty Conti and Anna Jay out cold. Post-match, Matt Hardy, again, this is a very Hardy family office-centric episode up until this point. You know, he goes on doing a promo. Then we get to the promo of the AEW Women's Division. I think the best AEW Women's Division promo of all time. Ruby Soho versus Britt Baker, DMD. What a great face-off. I mean, truly a great, great face-off. Ruby held her own against Britt Baker on the mic, something that was missing a lot from all the past Britt Baker feuds. Ruby Soho totally got the crowd to root for her, and it's hard against Britt Baker, DMD, the crowd favorite, but she did it. The shots they fired at each other were really hard-hitting shots, both from Ruby Soho and from Britt Baker. You know, I really wanted to see the match before that. I was a little bit upset that they didn't build anything on Dynamite for this match that's happening next week, but this certainly compensated for everything. A fire promo segment, a fire face-off like it should be. Great job by both women. Got me hyped up for the match. Great job. And in the main event, we had Miro, God's favorite champion, defending his TNT title against Fuego del Sol, who put his new car on the line. Miro won. They have great chemistry together, right? I mean, I enjoyed Miro's matches with Fuego del Sol. After the match, Miro shoved the car keys into Fuego's mouth, only for Sammy Guevara to make the save and help his friend Fuego del Sol. And you know what? I really want to see a Sammy Guevara versus Miro match as well. Miro is great as God's favorite champion. He's doing a fantastic job as TNT champion. And I think his match with Sammy Guevara will be great. Great episode of Rampage. Go check it out. Alright, so I finally got to watch the Dark Side of the Ring episode about the plane ride from hell. And wow! Mind blown. I mean, wow, what the hell were they thinking there, doing all that stuff? Now, I know it's not a new thing. It was reported over the last, I don't know, 10, 20 years since that happened. A lot, but seeing that and getting to hear an interview from one of the flight attendants on that flight is mind-blowing. I mean, total mind-blowing. If you still didn't see the episode, Vice put it on their YouTube channel so everyone can see it. You should definitely watch that episode. Do it quickly, as soon as possible, because that episode will probably blow your mind away and change the way you think about some of your favorite, or not favorite, but some of the wrestlers you know. Ric Flair, of course, doesn't come out of this episode looking good in any way. And in real life, the Shield car promotions with Ric Flair are being held off. You know, they paused the campaign because of the episode. Tommy Dreamer, who was on the flight and did nothing wrong on the flight itself, but he's saying that Ric Flair didn't do anything wrong, which obviously he did, got, I don't know if fired or, you know, he's not on Impact anymore. Impact Wrestling said that Tommy Dreamer is out indefinitely for his comments on this episode. I mean, wow, Tommy Dreamer, what were you thinking when you're doing that interview? Other people in there, you know, I feel very bad for the flight attendants. I feel very bad for Terry Runnels. Throughout the episode, she was like, yeah, don't sell it, don't sell it, don't sell it. And it seems like a common thing for female in this business to not sell the bad stuff that they went through. I know Maria Kanellis Bennett wrote on Twitter that she also was told that many, many times before. And I mean, it's just wrong. It's not good. The episode, like almost every other episode of Dark Side of the Ring, was crazy, insightful, jaw-dropping. Go watch it. Like I said, Vice put it on their YouTube channel for free, so I think it's a must-watch, in my opinion. Go watch it. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe, share, tell a friend. Go to linktree.ee/15minutetimelimit. That's linktr.ee/15minutetimelimit. Share it with a friend. See you tomorrow.